First, the Prime Minister was in tears in the Federal Parliament today as she recounted tales of the Queensland floods, including that of the courage of a 13-year-old boy. Jordan Rice told rescuers to save the life of his brother instead of his own. During a condolence motion for the victims of the floods, the opposition leader Tony Abbott said Jordan Rice should be a symbol to this generation, just as Simpson and his donkey were to earlier ones. The condolence motion saw a brief end to the political fighting over the proposed flood levy, although Mr. Abbott made sure that that issue was not far from people's minds. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The first parliamentary sitting day for the year was set aside for a condolence motion for the victims of a summer of destruction.
The Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House acknowledges with great sadness the devastation occasioned by this summer's natural disasters, including
back on the floor of the Parliament for the first time in 2011, the Prime Minister couldn't hide her emotion. Fighting back tears, Julia Gillard delivered a heartfelt 15-minute speech without a sign of the woodenness she's been criticised for in recent weeks.
Mr. Speaker, I've brought with me today a mud-splattered, tattered Australian flag, and I want to show it to the House. It was recovered from the area of Murphy's Creek by the crew of a Defence Force helicopter. It was a powerful symbol for them of what it means to face the elements, of what it means to be heard, of what it means to endure, of what it means to be Australian. It spoke to them of courage, the courage it takes to keep filling sandbags even when your back is breaking, the courage it takes to hold your nerve in the dark as a cyclone races around you, the courage it takes to tell your children to run across the railway line, knowing it's dangerous, knowing they could fall, but knowing it's their only hope of getting to safety.
13-year-old Jordan Rice has become the flood's youngest hero. He was honoured by the nation's leaders on the floor of the Parliament.
The courage it takes for a young boy, 13-year-old Jordan Rice, to say to his rescuers, "Take my brother first." And before that brave rescuer could return, Jordan and Mum Donna were taken by the flood. A hero in the purest sense of the word.
But of all the acts of heroism, there was none more emblematic of the Australian spirit than that of Jordan Rice, who I think should be to this generation what Simpson and his donkey was to earlier ones.
It was a time for bipartisanship. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
To congratulate the Prime Minister for the effort that she has made over recent weeks and again today to be with the victims of the floods. Whatever political disagreements we might have, she has shown a decent heart.
And there are other heroes, Mr. Speaker, like Mark Kempton and his helicopter crew from Emergency Management Queensland. They should be patting themselves on the back and saying job well done to each other. Instead, Mark is haunted. He's haunted by every human face of this disaster. A woman he rescued who wept uncontrollably as she was pulled into the helicopter. In a media report, Mark said, "I looked over my shoulder and I saw her sitting on the floor of the aircraft and she was devastated. It was heartbreaking." What Mark was witnessing was a young, pregnant mother who just seconds before the chopper had arrived had had her young child wrenched from her weary arms by the flood waters.
The parliamentary agenda for the day was given over to the condolence motion, with a number of MPs given a chance to express their sympathy. But bipartisanship is a rarity at Parliament House, and it never lasts long. Less than an hour before it began, Tony Abbott decided to up his campaign to stop the government's flood levy.
By announcing tough decisions today, the Coalition is demonstrating that we are a credible alternative, that we are ready for government.
Mr Abbott and the Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, outlined how the opposition would raise the $1.8 billion the government wants to get through the levy on middle and high income earners. Top of the list is the deferral of water buybacks in the Murray-Darling Basin, which would save $600 million. The opposition also wants to delay further BER programs, axe the National Solar Schools program, and cut back GP super clinics. The Shadow Cabinet had also considered cutting aid to Africa, but after an internal outcry, that idea was dumped. The coalition would defer almost $500 million from the Australia-Indonesia Education Partnership. The program was established by the Howard government to build and expand Islamic schools in a bid to stop extremism.
Samantha Hawley.